Hi friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today we're going to talk about the feminization of men, what men fail to realize is that the more that they ejaculate, the more feminine they become. Men need to practice semen retention or tantric sex, where you can have sex but you don't always ejaculate, or you hold on to your sperm so that you can have more testosterone running through your body. Most men relieve themselves in the morning. They may have a sexual partner where they may relieve themselves in the evening or midday, and then they jack off again at night. So that's your average male is crippled and is producing more estrogen than testosterone because he is steadily releasing testosterone every time he ejaculates. He is becoming a weaker man. So the agenda is to keep you sexualized. So the more sexualized that you are, the more you are the more that you don't have sexual, I'm having a brain freeze. Just being irresponsible. If you don't have self-control, then you, every time you see something that arouses you, you are going to act on it. And that acting on it means ejaculating. I know men, or have overheard men having conversations about how they were out in public and a girl turned them on and they would go in the public bathroom and jack off. So every time I've seen with my own two eyes, a guy that got turned on in our classroom reached his hands in his pants, and he was discreet about it. You know, he just was doing like kind of little rubbing action and he relieved himself. So it's just like, and it's become so normalized. It's become so normalized to just jack off. Yeah, I do it every morning. I do it every night. Some men prefer that than being with women. People have done it so much to themselves that they don't even know how to be with another person, and that's dangerous. But that's why men are so feminine today, because they are releasing their testosterone. So now they have more estrogen taking over their body. Even men who have sex, too much sex, you'd be like, oh, he's cute. You know, you can tell he gets a lot of women, but he seems like he's in the community, you know. But he says he's not, but maybe he doesn't know, you know, maybe he's trying to prove to himself, like, the more women he sleeps with, like, the more masculine he will be. But it actually has a different effect. He becomes more feminine. And this is the same for women as well. That's why men don't like loose women or women that's out here or however, liberated women, is because the more sex that a woman has, the more she's giving up her femininity and the more testosterone she's producing. So the more mannish she becomes. So that's why men say that when women who have a lot of sex partners are mannish, it goes both ways. That's why in the Bible, sex was only reserved for childbearing. There's also studies that show that men risk their life every time they ejaculate. Now, it's just a theory, which I haven't really looked into because I don't really care. But it's worth mentioning. But basically, I will end with the more times a man ejaculates, whether that's through sex or whether that's self-inflicted masturbating, the more feminine he will become, because he is releasing testosterone. And most men do it at least twice a day. I know men who are even in relationships with women and who have a healthy sexual relationship and will still masturbate. It is an addiction, and I don't think it's healthy at all for relationships. I don't think it's healthy for testosterone retention, and I think men need to practice semen retention and testosterone retention and tantric sex. But that's just my theory. I just wanted to run that by you guys and see what you think. Let me know if you agree. But most of those pretty guys who be having all these type of girls, running through all these girls, there's something off about them, and you can't put your finger on it. You think they're in the community. They say they're not. It's like, damn, you keep hurting women, hurting women, hurting women. The thing is, they may not be in the community or may not openly or be willingly to say that they are, but to other men, they appear like they're that guy. But to us women, they appear to be sassy, and that's because the more sex that they have, the more feminine they become. Again, this is your girl T here with Tia Talks, and thanks for listening.